Hello, everyone. Long-term care homes are under scrutiny from COVID and an FAQ with Andre regarding reopening churches. It's Wednesday, June 3rd, and you're watching Quick Updates. The Canadian Armed Forces released a report on 5 long-term care homes in Ontario. These facilities house some of our society's most vulnerable, those who need help eating, using the washroom, or simply turning over in bed. The military reports evidence of abuse, neglect, and poor standards of care in most of the locations. Some of the trouble has resulted from the COVID-19 virus and the extra pressure on those facilities struggling with an outbreak. But many long-term care homes have faced criticism for poor standards, neglect, and abuse for years. The COVID outbreak has only made those problems more acute. What's the solution? Well, the response from some is that we need to increase access to assisted suicide. A CBC article entitled "The Pandemic is Making It Harder to Deliver Medically Assisted Death" highlighted a surge in interest in MAID linked to COVID-19. But do we patch over a problem of elder abuse by eliminating the people affected by it? As Christians, we must be at the forefront of caring and providing for the elderly and those at end of life, and many of you are already. We can show to those around us the true love of our Savior, the sacrificial life that puts others' needs before our own. The exposure of wrongdoing at these facilities can inspire changes for the better, but all too often it can also lead to a change for the worse. For example, there are growing calls for the federal government to step in and take over operations of long-term care facilities, and this should alarm us. It would eliminate the options for uniquely Christian long-term care homes. Too many Canadians have put their own needs and wants before that of their parents, and if we don't interrupt it, this cycle of abuse will continue. Canada should not be a country where we abdicate our responsibilities towards our parents, grandparents, and senior neighbors. After all, old age will be yours one day too. ARPA Canada is working on a report on demographics and elder care that will be released later this year, and we will let you know here when that is set to release. In the meantime, my colleague Anna has penned an excellent blog on the crisis in long-term care homes. You can give it a read at arpacanada.ca. Next up, churches across Canada remain closed or limited in attendance. Ontario is now one of the most restrictive jurisdictions, at least in North America, when it comes to church reopening. The governments have not given any indication of when this could change, and yesterday, the Ontario government extended emergency measures through the end of June. We've received many questions, and Andre joins us today to answer one or two common ones. All right, so first question here. Andre, what's the state of the lockdown on corporate worship services across the country?
Well, it differs from province to province. In British Columbia and Alberta, worship services are allowed up to 50 people in the building. Manitoba, I think, is at 25. But here in Ontario, it's basically a complete ban on corporate worship. No more than 5 people are allowed to gather together.
All right, second question. Focusing on Ontario, I understand legal action has begun. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
So a group of rabbis in Toronto are challenging the law in Ontario, saying it's violating their freedom of assembly and their freedom of religion. The Justice Center for Constitutional Freedoms is behind that push, and they're just trying to get reasonable accommodations from the Ontario government to allow for reasonable groups, smaller groups, to be able to come together and worship together. So we definitely support that legal action, and in fact, ARPA Canada is considering intervening in that case.
All right, final question. Is there anything that individuals can do?
Well, absolutely. In Ontario in particular, Colin, it's very, very important that this week Ontarians email their MPP. They can use ARPA's Easy Mail for that, because on June 9th, the executive order that is currently banning corporate worship, that executive order expires on June 9th. So that means that date, the Ontario government would either extend that one, let it drop, or amend it. And you know, realistically, they're not going to just drop that prohibition. So there's probably going to be either an amendment or a continuation of the status quo, which means total ban on worship. So we need to, this week, be emailing our MPPs, urging them to please make amendments to that executive order, allowing for groups of 50 or 100 to come together and worship the living God together on Sundays. Also, I should mention, Colin, that churches themselves should also be engaging. It's very important for church leadership, for elders, to defend their flocks, to advocate for their flocks who are, you know, malnourished. They're not being fed the gospel in the same way. They're certainly not getting the sacraments. This has been going on for a full 3 months now in Ontario. So those elders need to advocate for their flocks and push back with the civil government. Engage, engage, engage. This is the week to do it.
That's all for this week. Remember, Quick Updates is available as a podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks to you for watching Quick Updates. Please do like, share, and subscribe. And we'll see you next time.